prepare for a truth revolution.
Actually, you can't prove God exists.
Questioning tradition, because what you've been taught isn't always true.
The truth will set you free. Good morning. Welcome to Truth Revolution, where faith meets reason, and we contend you don't have to push one aside to enjoy the other.
Yeah, you can have brains and your Bible, both.
Mm-hmm. Brains and brawn.
Bible, not brawn. You can't have brains and brawn.
Well,
that's impossible.
Spiritual brawn.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Anyway, I'm Dave. With me is Pastor Jeff of Revolution Church.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to invite you to check out our service online. If you go to our website, salinarevolution.com, you can actually find a link there to watch live online.
Mm-hmm. Live on the Ustream.
So if, you know, you're thinking about coming to Revolution Church, but you really aren't ready to step through the front doors yet, just check it out online.
Because we really can't blame you, because we're not really... We're kind of different.
What?
We're kind of different.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, people don't like to step out of their comfort zones.
Yeah.
And we talk about that all the time on this radio show. So give it a little time. Put your toe in the water.
But what do you mean we're different?
We are different. We are contemporary.
Okay. But, like, by different, you don't mean we're, like, throwing things and screaming and stuff. We're
not
nice.
Much, anyway.
Oh, man. No.
Just kidding.
Look, we got rocking music. We got a good program for the kids. We have teaching that applies to your life. There's nothing weird going on there. It's just normal. It's just normal people doing normal stuff.
Wait a minute. I did not say weird.
You said, well, different. You didn't say weird.
All right.
Anyway, we're talking about hominids today. Neanderthals.
Mm-hmm.
Some people refer to them as ape men or cavemen.
Early people.
Are they real? Are they in the Bible? What are they? Did they breed with humans? Why would God make such a thing? We're going to answer all these questions today.
Those are all the questions I want answered. Definitely.
Because we saw in science books and the Discovery Channel and all sorts of things, you know, these pictures of these Neanderthals meandering around and cavemen and Homo erectus and all these different types of early hominids, and they go back millions of years, supposedly, and... what's the deal? I mean, does this conflict with faith in Christianity?
Right.
Is this something that is impossible to connect together? Or how does this work? You know, that's the question we're here to ask. Because we believe you can have faith and reason, logic, at the same time.
Right. So there's obviously an answer for that.
There's obviously an answer somewhere. Now, we may not give you every answer you want today, but we're going to give you some answers. Neanderthals is the one that we're going to talk about probably the most. But there were a lot of early hominids. There was Africanus. There was Neanderthal. There was Homo erectus. There was a bunch of them. There wasn't just one or two different species. And they existed millions of years prior to Homo sapiens. Us.
Right.
We are Homo sapiens, in case you didn't know that. But these hominids made tools. They buried their dead. They even had fire pits. Yeah. I mean...
Now, quick question. Okay, you know, people talk about the Neanderthals and the Homo erectus and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I always assumed, of course, maybe I didn't pay attention in class, never, that was like a time frame of, you know, the Homo erectus lived here in this time zone, or this time, the Neanderthal lived in this time. Was that true, or is that...
No, not really. I mean, it was true in one sense, but when you say it like that, you're assuming that they weren't distinct species.
Okay.
See, they were distinct species, but by and large, a lot of them did, like, I forget the exact order of all of them, so I'm not going to attempt to do it off the top of my head, but that was a really good question. I should have been prepared for that. But basically, yeah, some of them existed, you know, 4 million years ago, and then they kind of died off about the same time as another group came about, and then another group came about, and they kind of hung out together for a while, and then another species formed, and this is why they think it was evolution.
Right.
Because it seems like whenever another group came about to dominance, another group would die off.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looked like they were evolving from one to another.
Right.
But they haven't proven that yet.
Okay.
They haven't proven that. We're not going to say they've done it, or that it was evolution. I'm not going to say that it wasn't, because these creatures, as you will find out, weren't. These are different than humans.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're different than humans. They are different than apes. But they, you know, you've seen the Geico commercials? That guy is a Neanderthal or something.
Right.
Like that. At least the pictures of him. Our engineer just pulled up a picture of one. So
easy a caveman.
I'm trying to not be distracted. No. but yeah, these guys, you know, it looked like they evolved from one to another, but they existed at different times. Mm-hmm. A lot of them. Some of them coexisted at the same time as Homo sapiens did.
Right.
And so, you know, the first question, let's just get it out of the way. Are they real? Yes, they are real. Okay, these are not fakes. I've heard Christians talk about, oh, no, that's fake. People are making it up. But they're not fake. I mean,
right.
This is real, okay?
Right. There's enough evidence to prove that those species actually existed.
That's right. The Neanderthal is an extinct member of the genus Homo, now found or known to be found in Europe and Asia.
Okay.
I mean, they are. They're an extinct species. They're different than humans. But these are also much more sophisticated than apes. I mean, all these different types of hominids, well, not all of them, but varying levels, made tools. They built fires. They buried their dead. Apes don't do these things,
right.
You know? I mean, the most amazing tool apes have is like a piece
blade
of grass
yeah.
that they shove down the anthole. And if you train them for years, they can mm-hmm. sometimes use other tools. But Neanderthals are classified as a different species from Homo sapien. Sometimes they're called a subspecies of Homo sapien because some people were arguing that it was evolution.
Right.
But really, we know for sure that there are different species. Some people are trying to argue that they are subspecies. Now, the first proto-Neanderthals possibly appeared in Europe about 600,000 to 350,000 years ago. That's a long time ago. But generally speaking...
That was just yesterday.
But generally speaking, they lived between 30,000 and 20,000 uh-huh. years ago. Now, to compare that to us, we came around... About 200,000 years ago. About 200,000 years ago.
Okay.
So what does this mean?
Did they live during the time that we were on the
they
planet?
They lived the same time we lived.
All right, well,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
We human beings, in the modern sense, lived the same time as Neanderthals lived.
Okay.
In 2010, a U.S. researcher report had found some cooked vegetables in the teeth of a Neanderthal skull. Now, this is kind of contradicting. This isn't just a cool fact. Hey, cooked vegetables in a skull. That was awesome. No,
right.
This actually contradicted earlier beliefs that they were exclusively, or at least almost exclusively, carnivorous. You know, they thought that Neanderthals were an apex predator.
Right.
That they ate and destroyed everything. But here you find them eating vegetables and cooked vegetables. And so, although they were much stronger than modern humans, they existed the same time as us and eventually died out. They particularly had strong arms, strong hands. They're about the same height as we are. They ate some of the same foods.
Now, is it possible that maybe modern human actually made them extinct through war and stuff like that, maybe?
That is a possibility. And there are some researchers that have put forth that idea. I don't know what to think about that. I don't think we have evidence to suggest
right.
that. You know, we don't have like any cave drawings that show, you know, these skinny, wiry Homo sapiens attacking these, you know, burly. Mm.
Right. I've seen the cave drawings in your house, and I haven't seen anything like that. So
my drawings are not as sophisticated as cave drawings. I can't even draw a circle. But you know, it's. I was talking with a Christian who came over to my house, a guy from our church. And we were just sitting down having some good conversations about things, mm-hmm. talking about science stuff, the radio show a little bit. And we ended up talking about Neanderthals. This is a month or two ago. He said, I've never even heard a pastor acknowledge the existence of Neanderthals before.
Really? Too late? You already did.
And I just thought it was sad. Now, I love fellow pastors, mm-hmm. but I think sometimes in churches, you know, we tend to like push these issues to the side.
Right.
Because, you know, how do we answer this? You know, what were they?
Yeah. It doesn't help to cover them up. You got to hit them head on.
Yeah, so let's just answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
What were they, okay? Let's just say. But this is, remember when we had a scientist and astrophysicist named Hugh Ross on the show?
Yes, I do.
His ministry is called Reasons to Believe, and they write a lot about stuff like this too. I'm just going to quote him under what they say these hominids are,
right.
because I happen to agree with them. So he says, their view is that in their biblical creation model, the hominids found in the fossil record as animals created by God's direct intervention. These creatures existed for a time and then went extinct. RTB's model considers the hominids to be remarkable creatures that walked erect, possessed some level of limited intelligence and emotional capacity. This ability allowed these animals to employ crude tools and even adopt some level of culture, much like baboons, gorillas, and chimpanzees. While the RTB creation model posits that the humanids were created by God's divine fiat, they were not spiritual beings made in God's image. The RTB model reserves the status exclusively for modern humans. Now, see, I would probably agree with what they're saying. They're saying, essentially, look, these were amazing creatures. These were hominids that walked erect. They built tools. I mean, in some ways, they were very similar to humans in that sense, but they were also similar to, you know, baboons, gorillas, chimpanzees, because they used rudimentary tools. So they're kind of like in between apes and humans. They were not humans. They were not apes, but they were some kind of animal. They weren't created in the image of God, but they were fascinating creatures that were really existing. They really did live. In 2000, the year 2000, they found a skull of Homo erectus. Homo erectus is similar to Neanderthal, but he's a different creature, okay, different species. The skull was a little bit smaller than they thought. And scientifically, this suggests sexual dimorphism, right?
Huh?
This is
that was a mouthful.
Sexual dimorphism is when a male in the species, the males are really big and the females are really small.
Okay, gotcha.
The size difference is huge. And so Homo erectus probably had sexual dimorphism. Now, modern humans, us, we're about the same size, males and females. Mm-hmm. You know, the guys are usually a little bit bigger than the ladies.
But not much.
But in Homo erectus and other hominids, they were a hugely different size. And this gives us insight into their social structure, because size inequality gives anthropologists clues that the society had a dominant male that would reproduce with like a harem of females rather than monogamous relationships.
Right.
In primates of similar size, such as humans, they usually have monogamous pairs. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Yeah, anthropologists have noted this. When there's the sexual dimorphism, usually it's like one big awesome guy with a harem and all the other guys trying to be that awesome guy.
Right.
But in cultures like ours, where the male and female are closer to the same size, that's usually monogamous pairs. Mm-hmm. So this is one piece of many that shows that Homo erectus and other hominids are a separate species with their own social structure, not a transitional evolutionary species. Okay, it's just one little tiny piece of evidence. We don't have time to go into them all, but this just kind of shows they're probably not a transitional species. You know, it's not an evolutionary step. It was just a separate species. However, it is very complementary to our view at Revolution Church that Homo erectus or Neanderthals are separate animals from us, you know, and that's just kind of what the evidence shows.
So kind of like a baboon, but a little more advanced.
Kind of like a baboon, but more advanced than a baboon. Yeah, so that's pretty good. So, Dave, do you want to do a Bible contradiction?
Let's hit one real quick.
Bible contradiction.
All right, today's Bible contradiction comes from the Gospels. Yes, talks about the rooster crowing. In Matthew 26:34, it says, "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." But in Mark 14:30, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times."
Okay, that's easy one, Dave.
Okay.
If the rooster crows twice, does it crow?
It sure does.
Then there's no contradiction there. Matthew says he's going to crow. He doesn't say he will crow once and only once and not more than once.
Oh, fine.
He just says, hey, the rooster's going to crow. And Mark says, yeah, he's going to crow twice.
Fine.
Mark, some early manuscripts don't have the word twice in there, so it might have been an error that got crept in hundreds of years later.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, let's do a different one real quick.
That was
too
easy.
Throw one in there.
Boom!
Yeah, hit that one out of the park. talk about Moses' personality. Numbers 12:3 says, "Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth."
Okay.
Numbers 31:14, however, says, "Moses was angry with the officers of the army, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds who returned from battle."
Okay. So is that's...
He was humble, and then he was angry.
Oh, so this is saying if you're humble, you can't be angry at the same time?
Well, that's what the contradiction supposedly says.
Okay. Well, I guess, you know, out of these mistakes that people make when they think they find Bible contradictions, we have this big, long list. You know, I would say that this is probably all of them. No, just kidding. No, this is just mistake number 19. You know, not using common sense. Mm-hmm. Someone can be humble, but still be angry.
I've been angry a lot.
And you're extremely humble. But, I mean, it's just because you're angry doesn't mean that you aren't a humble person.
Right. We can point to Jesus in this manner. In the temple, whenever he, you know, threw the money changers out of the temple, he was righteously angry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, hey, you know, we got more questions about Neanderthals, and are they in the Bible?
Right.
We're going to talk about that. Are they in the Bible? Right after the break here. Hey, check us out online, truthrevolution.tv. And Yeah, catch us right after the break. We're not going anywhere. I hope you don't either. Neanderthals coming right up.
Truth Revolution.
Welcome back.
Truth Revolution. We're talking about Neanderthals.
Yes. Is it Neanderthal or is it Neanderthal?
Whatever. I don't care. It's either.
Either or. Tomato, tomato. Is it that one of those kind of things?
Yeah. We're also talking about Homo erectus. We're talking about Homo habilis. We're talking about Homo sapien. We're not talking about former Governor Sibelius. We are talking about early hominids.
I didn't ever make that correlation there.
Sibelius?
Oh, Habilius.
Habilius is a hominid. Okay. Sibelius was the governor.
Gotcha.
Sorry, that was...
Gotcha.
Lame!
Yeah, well.
All right, so we're talking about, are these guys in the Bible? Early hominids.
That's an interesting question, because, you know, if they are, a lot of people should actually take note.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
You want to find out?
Let's find out.
The answer is probably not.
Oh, okay. Well, then, take
well,
note.
Well, no, wait. Don't shut your ears off yet, because, okay, I'm gonna say maybe. I'm going to say maybe.
Okay.
And I'm going to show you where. But why would they need to be? That's my real question. Why would they need to be in the Bible?
Well, I don't know, because, yeah, that's correct, because they didn't talk about rabbits.
Yeah.
Or turtles. Maybe they did
I
somewhere.
Actually they did. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, exactly. Like, yeah, they didn't mention canary. Yeah. Salamander. You know, just because something's not mentioned right. in the Bible doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Right. The Bible's not a dictionary of everything.
Yeah, the Bible does not say Cocker Spaniel.
It's not an encyclopedia. So. It's the story of God's relationship to humankind.
Right.
And if something didn't play a role in that relationship to humankind, there's no reason to mention it. So.
Right. Well, I'm gonna go a little bit of a left turn here.
Okay.
You may be going this direction, but...
Okay.
What about the Nephilim?
All right, we're going to get there.
Okay.
We're going to... Actually, that's one of the questions. Were they the Nephilim?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get there.
Okay.
But first, I do have a suspicion about them being in the Bible. Do you want to hear it?
Okay.
All yeah. right. Now, note, this is not my official teaching. This is not Revolution Church's official teaching.
Uh-huh.
This is probably nobody's official teaching.
Oh, no.
But I have this...
You get the Pastor Jeff special.
It's like a nagging thought.
Is this one of those things that you think about when the lights go out and you're laying at home by yourself in the
yes,
dark?
Yes, and usually this is one of those things that I don't tell people, but it's just kind of a thought. As long as I have this disclaimer on it, you know, I don't right. want anyone running out going, "Hey, Pastor Jeff, yeah. the Neanderthals are in the Bible!"
Tread carefully.
Right. So anyway, I want to read a section of scripture to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is the Adam and Eve when they got kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
Right.
All right, they were in there for a while. They sinned, so God kicked them out of the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
And they put up a sentry, an angel guard, so they couldn't go back to the Garden of Eden.
Right.
So
okay.
now they're in basically the wilderness. And this is Genesis 3:21. It says, "The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said, 'The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take from the tree of life and eat and live forever.' So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he'd been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of Garden of Eden a cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way of the tree of life." Question. Who taught Adam and Eve how to make clothes? God,
I don't know.
God made them clothes at first. It
yeah.
says right here, God
right.
made them clothes. They didn't know how to make clothes.
That's true.
Did they have just one pair of clothes that lasted forever? I doubt it.
Well, my jeans seem to last for a couple of years anyway.
How did they learn how to work the ground with thistles? How did they learn how to make tools?
So you think that it's possible that they may have learned from somebody else that was existing at that time?
It's possible that they learned a lot of that in the Garden of Eden, but maybe not. You know, maybe they learned to make, especially clothing, by seeing some of these early hominids and seeing what the hominids did and how they acted and the tools that they created,
mm-hmm.
how to work certain parts of the ground that were thistly and that they weren't used to this. They don't
right.
know how to work ground that's full of thistles and thorns,
right.
and they don't know how to make clothes. Maybe they didn't even know how to make fire. And I'm not saying this is for sure, but it's possible that they were clever enough.
Right.
But to learn how to make all these clothes, to farm, to control fire, to work ground all at once, I don't know.
So you're saying it's possible.
It's possible. It's probably not even probable.
Right.
It's just possible.
But you're ruling out the impossible.
Right. I'm just saying it's possible. Technically, it's possible because humanity originated from a single location near Africa, East Africa, about 200,000 years ago. Now, we can even argue that humanity came from one man and one woman. So, Neanderthals and other homo-type creatures did not produce Homo sapien, but they existed at the same time as us.
Right.
So, you know, why would God do this? Why would God have these creatures that make tools and make things and bury their dead and know how to maybe farm a little bit or something? I'm not talking on the scale of farming like we think of farming.
Right.
But, you know, why would God make these animals that know how to do this? I'm just thinking maybe one reason, maybe.
As teachers.
Is so Adam and Eve come out of the Garden of Eden, they see, wow, these guys have been around for millions of years, and they're doing this. Maybe we should do this and improve upon it.
Interesting.
So, you know, that's just a thought. Don't go around saying that Pastor Jeff thinks this. But it's just one possibility. Why not?
Yeah.
You know? Okay, we're going to talk about Genesis 6 and the Nephilim in just a minute, right?
Okay.
But first, you have to understand, modern humans coexisted with Neanderthals. We coexisted with Homo erectus and some others, right? Now, Homo erectus lived 1.3 to 1.8 million years ago, until about the same time as Homo sapien came into the picture. Then they died off. Now, we started 200,000 years ago. We reached our behavioral modernity about 50,000 years ago, which behavioral modernity is, that's like fishing.
Okay.
Figurative art, symbolic language, jewelry, fine-crafted tools. We started seasoning our food.
Yeah, is that modern behavior?
Basically, modern behavior. Mm-hmm. You know, we season our food. We don't just eat it.
Right.
We go fishing. We don't just, you know, happen upon some dead animal.
Right.
You know, we make figurative art, stuff like that. So we started doing that about 50,000 years ago. So it's very possible that there was this interaction, even some interbreeding, we're going to talk about that later, with ancient humans. Now, Adam and Eve may have seen, spoke with, worked with Neanderthals. I just think that's fascinating.
It is.
We just don't want to throw that away. Now, okay, I promise this. Were the Genesis creatures, the Nephilim, were those Neanderthals? This says in Genesis, it talks about how the sons of God came down and they had relations with the women of men, and then they produced offspring that were men of renown.
Right.
You know, they were smart and they were strong, both. And,
right.
You know, you got these Neanderthals that were extremely strong. You have humans that were extremely smart.
Right.
If they breed, maybe you'll have some creatures that are extremely smart and extremely strong.
Okay.
You know, or you could get the opposite genes, extremely dumb and extremely weak.
That's true.
Is it possible? It's possible.
That was the sound of Jeff thinking.
Yeah, that was my gears cranking. Hugh Ross says that the king of Bashan and Goliath, if these guys were humans, they would have not been able to move. It's physically impossible to live well, much less battle and win,
right,
at the size that they were. There must be some supernatural component, he says. You know, maybe they were demonic or things like that. And these guys were like 9 feet tall, some of them, at least in the description. Neanderthals were about the same height as modern humans. They had the smaller brains. They're more robust, more muscular, but they're about the same height as us. I'm not sure.
Well, but it's always possible, you think, that we have such a divergence in height, you know, at the extremes, like, you know, the very few percentile are very, very tall, very few percentile are very, very short. Could it be that Goliath might have been one of those very tall, small percentile, tall Neanderthal?
It's possible. It's possible. I think what, you know, Ross was saying is he thinks it's a spiritual connection, because when you get to these people that are 9 feet tall, modern humans don't have the capacity to be 9 feet tall without problems.
Right, okay.
And so they generally, these 9 feet tall guys aren't sports superstars. They can barely walk right.
Right,
you know, they have constant surgeries that much less be able to battle with an army.
You're talking like 9 foot tall type.
Yeah,
guys.
I'm not talking like 6 foot 10, 7 foot one. I'm talking 9 feet.
Right.
Anyway, it's possible that these guys were the Neanderthals and those were the Nephilim. But it's not a guarantee.
Okay.
Not at all. It is one of my things that runs around the back of my head, though.
Right.
Because it seems like it is possible. Because the evidence suggests that possibly, and this is the other question, did they interbreed with humans about 35,000 years ago? I almost said 35 years ago. Back in the 80s, 70s and 80s, Neanderthals were roaming the hippies.
I knew some guys like that.
About 35,000 years ago, it looks like there was some interbreeding between Neanderthals and humans. Very slight, maybe a 4% similarity in our DNA. also, some interbreeding with the Oceanic people and some the Denisovans, which is another group like Neanderthals, the Denisovans, and they have about a 4% equality in their DNA. Now, it was stamped out early, if it existed at all. There's three different explanations with the genome pieces that we saw. One explanation, just one, was that we interbreeded slightly over a short period of time. With no major changes. Now, just out of curiosity here, anyone who wants to be a racist, blacks do not show the signal of having interbreed with Neanderthals, but right. Europeans and Asians do.
Wow.
So if you want to talk about Neanderthals, it's Europeans and Asians.
Right.
Not blacks.
Well, that Europe and Asia was where Neanderthals actually were.
Right, exactly. So, no, for this anyway, it's 4% similarity. I'm not sure what caused it. There's some other similarities, you know, like, hey, we have the internal ability to defeat certain sicknesses the same as the Neanderthals did, right? Now, does that imply interbreeding, or does that imply that we encounter the same type of illnesses? And since God created Neanderthals and Homo sapiens similar biologically, maybe our bodies have the same biologic DNA response to these diseases.
Right.
And so, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean we interbred, although it's definitely a possibility. It could also, you know, like with other early primates, it could mean that we encounter the same types of problems.
Right.
And our bodies responded the same way.
Right. And, that, you know, there's so many questions to ask.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with asking those questions.
No, that's right. And hey, check us out online, truthrevolution.tv. Here's the last question I want to ask about this.
Okay.
Why would God create these hominids? Why would God make Neanderthals, Homo erectus, Homo habilis, all these different things? And some possible answers? God wanted to express his creativity.
That's true. We were made in God's image. We like to express our creativity.
That's right.
Possibly, I mean not exactly on a grand scale like that. But.
Absolutely. Another reason, similar. It's very similar to just creating other animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dinosaurs were around before us. Why did God create the dinosaurs? Well, we don't know. You know,
And he was very creative with some of those.
He was very creative. Mm-hmm. You know, here is my personal theory, and I can't prove this yet. I've given a lot of personal theories today. Here's my personal theory on why God made Neanderthals as well as dinosaurs and some things like that. To control the animal and plant population before modern humans came on the scene.
That makes sense.
In Deuteronomy 7, the Israelites are about to go in and take over some land. And it says, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you little by little. You'll not be allowed to eliminate them all at once, or the wild animals will multiply around you.
Right.
And so, you know, when there's a lack of human living in an area, the wild animals multiply. They overrun the place.
Mm-hmm.
It would be very hard for human life to flourish if there was wild animals everywhere. I think maybe that's why God made Neanderthals. Maybe that's why God made dinosaurs. That's just a conjecture on my part. That's not proven.
Right.
That's not a scientific proof. It's just one possibility among a thousand. But, you know, these creatures are real. They are maybe not in the Bible. We'll see you next week. Truth Revolution.